This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 338 for Tuesday, April 8th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. ICE canola futures jumped on Tuesday, moving above the 20, 50, and 100-day moving averages following rebounds in the commodities and equities markets. Malaysian palm oil was mostly higher, while Chicago soy oil was lower and European rapeseed was mixed. Crude oil was lower on the eve of additional tariffs imposed by the United States on Chinese imports. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Monday's close. The May canola contract was up $9.60 per ton at $646.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were in positive territory. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its first weekly crop progress report of 2025 late Monday. As of April 6, the U.S. corn crop was only 2% planted, down from 3% last year, but in line with the five-year average. Texas has already planted 59% of its corn crop. Ahead of Thursday's monthly supply-demand estimates from the USDA, the trade expects U.S. corn stocks to be 1.51 billion bushels on average, down 30 million from last month. World-ending stocks would be 288.18 million tons, down 760,000 from the March estimate. Argentina's crop production would be lowered by 700,000 tons at 49.3 million, while Brazil's would be down 90,000 tons at 125.91 million. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his South American corn production estimates unchanged at 122 million tons for Brazil and 46 million for Argentina. The May corn contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.69. The trade expects the USDA to report soybean stocks at 379 million bushels on average, down from 380 million in March. World-ending stocks would be up 660,000 tons at 122.07 million. The Argentine soybean production estimate would be down 210,000 tons at 48.79 million, while Brazil's would be up 110,000 tons at 169.11 million. Cordonnier left his production estimates for soybeans at 169 million tons for Brazil and 48 million for Argentina. The European Union is planning on imposing tariffs of up to 25% on U.S. imports starting April 15th. Those for soybeans would start December 1st. The May soybean contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.93. The USDA reported winter wheat conditions to be 48% good to excellent, compared to 56% 1 year ago. 5% of the winter wheat crop is headed, while spring wheat planting was on pace at 3%. The trade expects U.S. wheat stocks to be 825 million bushels on average, up 6 million from the USDA's March estimate. Global carryout would be up 310,000 tons at 260.39 million. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.40. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.62. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.02. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 8th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.